to Full Service Radio.
Full Service Radio.
Full Service.
Full Service.
Full Service.
Full Service Radio. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Direct Message with A Creative DC. We're live right now on Full Service Radio. We're broadcasting from the lobby of the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan in Washington, D.C. As always, as every week, I'm your host. I'm Morgan West. I'm founder and director of the A Creative DC Project. So you may have seen A Creative DC on IG and Twitter. We're at A Creative DC. We promote creative community and creative economy to an audience of about 100,000. And while we're talking numbers, we have a 1 million strong hashtag feed on social. So when you look at hashtag ACreativeDC, when you scroll through that on Twitter and on Instagram, you're accessing perspective on and from this city, from the people in projects who populate it digitally and IRL. So this project works to shift perception of Creative Washington, D.C., what it looks like, who's here, what's happening. And there's just no way we could do that by ourselves. We're one of so many projects who are really kind of working towards that end. But at Creative D.C. specifically, we function to really just amplify the content that goes into the hashtag feed. This podcast is just one of the new media ways in which we do that, in which we kind of go in and, you know, dig up through a million pieces of content. We got to pull out things to share and talk about and think about. And I did a lot of thinking after last week's episode. So if you didn't catch last week, we sat down with artist and illustrator Marcella Kriebel. We talked to Marcella about a whole smattering of things, including, you know, how she makes it happen as a full-time artist in DC and her studio space and how that functions. And, you know, really she focused on how her success has come through really like diversifying her income stream, essentially, which I thought was so smart. It's a very good listen. But we also talked all about her latest project, which is a pop-up indie makers market called Brooklyn Exchange. So this is an event that she's trying to make happen twice a year, but the very, very first one is kicking off tomorrow, which if you're listening not in real time, that's tomorrow's Thursday, September 20th. The event is taking place on the Arts Walk at Monroe Street Market in Brooklyn. She's got about 40 vendors popping up, and it's just a great opportunity for direct selling, right? So it really got me thinking and kind of spending some time on, you know, what retail and direct selling opportunities look like for artists and designers in DC. And over the weekend, I found myself in one of my favorite neighborhood shops, Meeps, which is a little vintage shop down the street here in Adams Morgan. If you've had the opportunity to go past recently, you'll see that Meeps has gotten like a beautiful fresh coat of paint. It looks great. Congratulations, Kathy Chung, who owns Meeps. It looks beautiful, but I spent some time in there and that really got me thinking about brick and mortar. And so today's episode kind of focuses on like all of the above, right? We're just like putting it all. This is a one skillet meal. We're talking pop-up markets. We're talking brick and mortar. We're talking indie retail. Today is really all about kind of updates and happenings from the field being this city. So today we're gonna talk about all of the above and all of the below, things that we think should be on your radar. And we're gonna start alphabetically because why not? I love organization. But we're gonna kick things off by talking about a couple of things that are under the roof of the Anacostia Art Center. So Nubian Human is something that if you shop locally in this city, you are probably well aware of Nubian Human. That is Nubian Human, and I spell it because you are definitely going to want to follow them on Instagram. They have an absolutely beautifully curated feed. But they are celebrating 5 years this month of being in their brick and mortar space in the Anacostia Art Center in Southeast. So a little bit about Nubian Human. They are a boutique and catalyst for culture, community, and the development of the creative economy by connecting the consumer to independent artists from across the world. They say that their success has been in partnering with close to 400 artists and designers, which is amazing in and of itself. But then they continue to dive in from 6 different continents in over 25 countries. Nubian Human is the only digital and brick and mortar, so they have an online presence as well. You can shop them at nubianhuman.com. The only digital and brick and mortar with 99% of its products made and purchased by people of color. Essentially, we are the link that binds creative sustainability and international commerce. So I love this. I really think that every single boutique, every single independently owned shop who is carrying independent designers, I hope that we all do them the service of recognizing that they are not only running a shop, but they're actually running an incubator for all of the small businesses that they represent. So Nubian Human, congratulations on 5 years. That is nothing to sneeze at, I guess. This is definitely worth applause and worth celebrating. Actually, unfortunately, because of all of the weather situations last week, Nubian Human actually had a kind of a whole week long lineup of ways to celebrate, but we can celebrate every day of September because this entire month is about celebrating the fact that they have had a sustainable retail concept in a city where it is notoriously difficult for 5 years. So Nubian Human, congratulations to you. While you are following them on Instagram, by the way, please make sure to follow the other handle in their bio. It's Black Love Experience. So that is their annual kind of more than a party, more than a pop-up. It's an experiential event that they put together every single year, and it just really celebrates the Black Love Experience in all forms. So definitely follow them. Nubian Human, you're doing amazing work. So exciting to keep an eye on. Congrats, and we all look forward to the next 5 years. So while we're talking Anacostia, because again, we're starting alphabetically, why not? Just want to jump down the hall and across the way from Nubian Human and drop into Mahogany Books. So that is MAHOGANY books.com. At its roots, Mahogany Books was an online bookstore for 10 years. So 10 years before they opened their brick and mortar, which just opened on Black Friday of this past 2017, but they specialize in books written for, by, or about people of the African diaspora. So again, on Black Friday, November 24th, 2017, the doors of their very first physical location were opened in the Ward 8 Anacostia community of Washington, D.C. Definitely follow along with them. Again, Mahogany, MAHOGANY Books on IG. Related, Mahogany Books is taking part in the East of the River Book Festival on October 20th. So if that's not on your calendar already, get it on there. You can catch 411 about the East of the River Book Festival on the Mahogany Books Instagram page. So definitely scroll it, save it, do all the things. Guys, if you're just joining us, we are using today's episode of Direct Message with the Creative DC to kind of catch up on retail happenings across the city. So we started out with brick and mortar, talking about Anacostia Art Center, boutiques and bookstores. We talked about the East of the River Book Festival, which you should definitely get on your calendar, even though it's only quasi-retail related, but we got to support our indie bookstores, our indie booksellers. But while we're talking events, Let's talk about the National Museum of Women in the Arts. So they have an event coming up really quickly. It's actually September 23rd, which I think is Monday. Is that Monday? I don't know. It's like a few days from now. I'm like looking around. There's no one in here to help me. It's September 23rd. It is at the National Museum of Women in the Arts. And again, it is the Make Her event. It's part of the 2018 Make Her Summit. So I'm probably not doing the best job of pronouncing this correctly, but it's like maker, but make her. So it's all women artists and makers are being represented at this event. It's a pop-up artisan market at the National Museum of Women in the Arts, which if you haven't been there, I'm going to assume that you have. If you've not been there, the building is stunning. It's downtown. It's like so beautiful. They have like the most fabulous chandelier you've ever seen in the lobby. Or I guess you would call it the lobby. But definitely get over there. This sounds like it's going to be really, really special. So this Make Her Market is a pop-up artisan market promoting local women artists and designers. Again, emphasis on local. So it's all people you know and love. Designers who create handcrafted art and merchandise. So there's going to be a wide variety of products from jewelry and fine art to home design things and personal accessories. The vendor list, again, full of people you know and love. Kacheco Goods, Kuza Pottery, Love Laurie Michelle, Marcella Kriebel, who we had on last week. The list really goes on and on. I'm not going to spend too much time going through that list, But I am going to say that a lot of these folks, because they're local, not only are you going to see them at the Make Her Market on September 23rd at the National Museum of Women in the Arts, but you're probably going to see them at Crafty Bastards as well. We spent a little bit of time last week talking about Crafty Bastards. Again, it is Washington City Paper's annual indie market. It's huge. It's really, it's one of the biggest, if not the biggest, I think, Mid-Atlantic craft show that we have. And it's really, it's like a, you know, it's a little feather in our cap for DC. So it's a really, it's an important annual event. I know a lot of people who take part in this, and frankly, they make like the bulk of their income from this one show. So it's really important to go and support these people who you love. And this is kind of like the beginning of their holiday season, right? So this event this year, Crafty Bastards, is taking place October 27th and October 28th. You can keep up to date with all of the vendor announcements because I know they just closed applications, but you can keep up to date with all things Crafty Bastards at craftybastardsdc.com. And then very importantly on Instagram, they have a brand new handle. It's at craftybastardsdc. So this year it's in Southwest. It's at the Yards. It's October 27th and 28th. It's huge. It's a big, important economic thing for our makers and designers in this city. So put it on your calendar. Guys, if you're just joining us, welcome. This is Direct Message with a Creative DC. We promote creative community and creative economy to our audience on social. And this podcast is another new media way that we kind of spread the word about things that are going on in the hashtag A Creative DC feed. So we've got over a million pieces of content in there that we're kind of constantly swimming through and trying to pull out things that are interesting and different perspectives. And one of the things that we find people talk about a lot is things that they make and places that they're buying them from. So today we're really focusing on retail, whether that's brick and mortar or kind of events. And we've hit a whole bunch of events in the last few minutes. So I think it's time to get back to brick and mortar. The Outrage is a little shop at the Adams Morgan neighborhood where we are right now in full service radio. You can follow along with The Outrage. They are the-outrage.com. A little bit about The Outrage. I have so many tabs open. Here we are. Hi, we're The Outrage. We're a female-founded activist apparel company that is your one-stop shop for activism. Wherever you are on your activist journey, you can be outraged. You can be outraged here. We believe in the right to be outraged, and we use this outrage as a catalyst to action. We believe no one should ever have to tone down their emotions for someone else's comfort. Our bodies are on the line, and we are outraged. So this shop opened up just like as a pop-up in Adams Morgan, actually in the old Violet Boutique space, and they have remained open because there is such a market for the products that they're selling right now. It is also a portion of all of their proceeds go towards like-minded nonprofits. But right now, the big exciting thing that I want to talk about is I got a press release from them this week, and they are partnering up with a brand new brand called Se Habla Español. So it is a new Latina-owned apparel and gift store on a mission to make Latino culture mainstream. So Se Habla Español is partnering with The Outrage, which is, again, a female-founded activist apparel company, to bring you Latina-designed and Latina-owned apparel and goods. So this collection, it's like tees and totes. You can shop it online, again, at the-outrage.com, and you can shop it in-store. So a little bit about this. Latinos are the fastest growing ethnic minority in the U.S., yet are still largely underrepresented in politics, entertainment, and business. Se Habla Español's goal is to increase visibility of Latino culture and support new Latino designers. So this project seeks to empower Latinos by providing them with design opportunities, investing in Latino organizations, and bringing Latino culture into the mainstream. Support these designers and give back to our vibrant community. Congratulations on this new partnership. This is very cool. They are actually launching it today at The Outrage in Adams Morgan. So you can stop in, you can check out these goods in person, you can support the mission. Very, very exciting. All right, so let's see. We're still talking brick and mortar, right? Okay, so let's bop over from Adams Morgan. Let's head over to the Union Market District. There is a brand new jewelry shop at Union Market. It is called Shelter. Shelter is a retail space by DC jewelry designer Mallory Shelter. She probably is already on your radar. She's been making beautiful, beautiful jewelry in DC for the last few years. This shop features a curated selection of jewelry, accessories, and natural objects by independent designers. The shop offers everyday jewelry, unique engagement rings and wedding bands, artwork, and small accessories. I am so excited about this. I feel like DC has some like really awesome kind of like vintage jewelry stores, and a lot of boutiques carry, again, like a really beautiful kind of curated collection. This is a shop that's completely dedicated to indie jewelry designers from DC, but also beyond. So I've seen some photos of this. It looks so beautiful. All right, Shop Shelter. Thank you, at Shop Shelter. You can follow along. Again, the shop features a curated selection of jewelry, clothing, accessories, and objects by independent designers. You can check it out this week. It's open Wednesday through Sunday. It's closed Monday and Tuesday by appointment. But again, just like really beautiful goods. Mallory's work is gorgeous. Of course, she's selling her own work there. But she's also got, again, just like a really fantastic lineup of designers from across the country. I'm really personally excited to shop all of this in one place. The shop looks beautiful. She partnered with some really talented people to put together this kind of gorgeously minimal space that just like lets the jewelry shine. This is all very exciting. Mallory, congrats. This is Mallory's actually second kind of retail situation. She is somewhat fresh off of the brief assembly pop-up. I'm not sure if anyone made it to that, but that was highly successful, also over in the Union Market District. And while we're talking designers, that was actually in collaboration with Carolyn Mistrek of Mateen, Mateen Studio. That's M-A-T-I-N-E studio.com. You can check out her work as well. So Mallory, congrats. Shelter sounds gorgeous, and I cannot wait to get over there and check it out. Congrats on the new venture. Guys, if you're just joining us, this is Direct Message at the Creative DC. We're kind of popping all over the city and talking about retail, whether it's upcoming indie craft market pop-up situations or brand new brick and mortar. We also talked about over at the Anacostia Art Center, Nubian Human just celebrated 5 years of their indie boutique over there. And they're doing their thing. I don't want to end on this note, so I'm not going to fully end on it, but it is absolutely worth mentioning that 5 years is a massive feat to keep your doors open in Washington, D.C. And I just want to congratulate Redeem, because they are a 14th Street boutique. They have been around for the last 12 years. They have really been doing a lot of like good work of kind of subverting what people think about when they think about DC fashion and retail. Redeem sent out an email last month and said to all our dear friends, "It's been a good run and we have you to thank. When we opened our doors in 2006, we could have never imagined all the friends we'd make and good times that would ensue. After 12 years, we bid a warm and heartfelt adieu. We are forever grateful for each of you who walked through our door and supported this labor of love." So Lori Parkerson, who has just done the most beautiful job with one of the most beautiful stores in the district, is moving on to other projects. We just wanted to take a beat here and just really congratulate Lori. She's been such like a, I don't, what is the word I'm looking for? Like a pioneer. Like Lori has really, she created this incredible space on 14th Street, two incredible spaces on 14th Street. I'm sure you guys remember she used to be a little further south on 14th than she currently is now, which is at like 14th and S. But Lori has just created such an incredible hub of creative Washington, D.C. There was not one time I can remember stopping in there that someone, you know, amazing and interesting and fantastic, like walked through the door and like also hugged Lori. And she really just, you know, and that's what retail is. Like retail is not just a place where you go and kind of soullessly shop. Like, you know, that's the beauty of independent retail, is it's as much about community as it is about, you know, commerce. So while it is, of course, so sad, and we're so sad to see Lori go, we are just so you know, proud of you for the last 12 years. Thank you so much for being such an inspiration to so many of us, whether it's in the retail or design world. Guys, there is plenty of time, honestly, to still celebrate Redeem and thank them. Redeem is, they kind of sent out like a little save the date for September 29th for a celebratory soiree. So please, please make time for that. Go and buy up all the rest of the goods that are still at Redeem. And it's worth mentioning, Redeem is actually still up. Redeem so wildly on the radar, they're closing their doors, but Washington Post Express actually just kind of put out their list of best of like nominees, and Redeem is still on there. And there are also a handful of other really incredibly deserving indie shops who also are just doing the good work of, you know, kind of like giving us retail options in a city where we really don't have that many. It is so important that we vocally support these folks. So if you head over to Washington Post Express, if you don't see your favorite, kind of retail place in there, write it in. It seems like such a little thing, but like these things, these accolades, they help so, so much. And, you know, when I'm talking about, you know, making sure we're shouting out and vocally supporting, there are so many retail shops. You know, again, we need more. We need a better retail landscape. We need a more friendly, financially friendly retail landscape so that people can open up more shops. But there are so many people who we didn't mention who are making it work, who are going strong, like Violet and Salt and Sundry and Meeps and Zawadi Arts and Shop Made in D.C. and just like way, way more than we have time for. But we would love to hear who you guys are like super into. Again, the whole point of A Creative DC is to really just kind of like amplify. So throw the tag on there when you're, you know, kind of shouting out your folks on Instagram and Twitter. We would really love to see and know who you're supporting. And again, the Washington Post Best of in Express is always like a really, really great time to kind of help the people you love get, you know, kind of publicly accoladed. So you can hop over there, give that a Google, and make sure you vote. So guys, that's it. That's our retail rundown for the for this week. Again, we kind of spent the last half hour shouting out pop-up markets and things that are upcoming and brick and mortar. Kudos to all of you who are kind of making retail happen in this city. We appreciate you. This city would be so much less interesting without you, and we really want to see you guys succeed. So that's it, y'all. You can expect direct message every single week. We'll be back here in studio next week at 1 p.m. on Wednesdays, live on Full Service Radio, and you can listen in anytime and catch up on past episodes at fullserviceradio.org. We are on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at A Creative DC. We're online at acreativedc.com. This project would not exist without perspective outside of our own, and we are so grateful to be able to take these weekly dives into the A Creative DC hashtag feed. Big, big thanks to our new partners at Full Service Radio. You can follow along with them at fullserviceradio.org, at Full Service Radio on Instagram, and at Full Service RDO on Twitter. Until next week, I'm Morgan West, and this has been Direct Message with A Creative DC.
Thanks for listening to this program on Full Service Radio, broadcasting and recording from the Line Hotel in Adams Morgan, Washington, D.C. Full Service Radio programming can be accessed live and archived on fullserviceradio.org. Our talk programming is available on most podcast apps like iTunes and Stitcher, and our DJ sets are available on mixcloud.com/fullserviceradio. Full Service Radio features over 30 weekly shows and over 50 local hosts covering every topic imaginable. If you want to be a guest or get involved, email us at info@fullserviceradio.org. Follow us on Twitter at @FullServiceRDO, on Instagram and Facebook at Full Service Radio. Thanks for listening.